This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Snowvember storm, when a wall of snow walloped a part of Buffalo and southern Erie County. Bill Geary helping us remember what exactly it was like. You know, Bill, I kept telling the story this morning that I was woken up, frantic calls from the newsroom here. Hey, you got to go get out there. Massive snowstorm. And I was up in the city of Tonawanda, looked out my window and go, what the heck are they talking about? And I didn't see it until later in the day. What do you remember from 10 years ago?
Well, Brian, I could say this. We had some great, well-played plans, a lot of briefings about, you know, good advance notice from National Weather Service. We did expect this to be a pretty heavy snow event, given the lake temperatures, and didn't really expect, though, this to be like it was almost like a three-pronged storm. You know, the first initial dump, like you said, became pretty chaotic. My plan was to head into the EOC about 5 a.m. on the 18th, and by 3:30, I think, I live in the South Towns, we had already seen about 18 to 24 inches of snow. So I headed about 4:30 that morning, and I didn't make it home for probably at least 72 to 80 hours after that.
I hear you, Bill, because I was stuck here in Amherst. I live in Orchard Park, and I couldn't get home for days. I had to ride the storm out here, stay at my parents' house. That's my biggest memory of this storm. You know, it seems like we've had some pretty memorable storms over the years, but a few of them really stand out. This has to be one of them. Wouldn't you agree?
No. Oh, I would 100% agree, Susan. Yeah, it's how it really severed the county in half. Obviously, you know, the county executive referred to it as the winter knife storm, you know, Snowpocalypse. But from the south edge of the city of Buffalo, about 20 miles south of that, I mean, that was the band. And our north-south routes, which aren't many from extreme southern end of the county to the city, snarled up with traffic. The throughways were all shut down, the 90, the 190, the 290. And then that snow, because it was November, it was a very heavy, wet snow. We had structural issues to deal with, some of the nursing homes, just residences and stuff, trying to get through. And, you know, it was almost Armageddon. Like, I remember a couple times driving on the road, just barely making these, you know, we try to make one lane at best for emergency response, but there were roads where we didn't have that. And it was definitely one of the bigger challenges of my career.
Yeah, I remember having to drive through a part where the wall of snow hit by where you had the command center set up for the county. And it was just unbelievable seeing the difference. And you immediately noticed it. Of no snow to snow. It's almost as if we were living in two separate worlds here in Western New York.
Totally. Yeah, I remember probably after like the third day at the EOC, I had to head north just to try and get some other resources from our northern districts. And I got past the airport and it was like green grass. It didn't even snow. It was amazing. When we had walls, 7 feet after 3 days, I think was the measures, most spaces. It was definitely a tale of two worlds.
It really was. And I also remember that stores in the South Towns, like grocery stores, had empty shelves everywhere. Trucks couldn't get through with deliveries.
Right. We were prioritizing on some of our calls to, obviously get those food trucks in. We're also dealing with some gas shortages at some of the gas stations. Some of the smaller towns, they relied on those gas stations to fuel their equipment. So we were bringing in fuel trucks and taking them right to some of the municipalities to fuel up their equipment.
How did this storm and just the way it set up, the amount of snow that you saw, how did it change how we respond to storms here in Western New York?
In the county, Erie County, we get together with the City of Buffalo and New York State DOT, and that was probably the beginning stages of how we mobilized some of our contractor forces. And every storm, we're always learning. We do, a hot wash and lessons learned. We've gotten better and getting in resources. Those heavy snowfalls like that, you could have all the plow trucks in the world, but we learned probably the best piece of equipment was a tow truck and a high lift. So the scoop and lift and getting the tow trucks in, pulling the vehicles out of the way or just breaking them free. So we've really evolved in how we react in there. And then now we're pre-positioning stuff in different parts where we anticipate the snow to come. There's our National Weather Service. We also get information out of SUNY Albany with the weather research and the Mesonet. So our information real time and then advanced on where some of these lake effect bands are going to go. And, it's as we've seen some of the lake effect bands, they'll just sit in areas and, we get some major dumps and it's it. I mean, we have a very warm lake and if we get some cold air across it, it's just a recipe for lake effect snow.
Sure. How are you positioned now, do you think, the Erie County, to take on whatever hits us in the coming weeks and months?
That's a great question, Susan. We've been very fortunate with Public Works. The county executive, along with the legislature, the last couple of years have really given us some money to add some new piece of equipment to our inventory. We usually have about 45 frontline plow trucks, but we also have some of the specialized heavy-duty snowblowers. We have two of them that are coming into our inventory this year. They're $1.1 million a piece, so $2 million for just those two pieces of equipment. And then, like I said, the high lifts become very important in all these major storms. We went from having 10 to now we're up to about 20, so we doubled our inventory there. And we've also added more personnel. And it's just like today, we're going to meet with our partners, the City of Buffalo, New York State. We always get together, kind of do a tabletop, see where we can improve, who's got what, and how we need to react for the next event. Because it's not a matter of if, when it happens. So a lot more communication, and it's just every year we get better and better at what we do.
Well, it's fun to reminisce now that we don't have to deal with the snow. It's all kind of in the past. But Bill, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Do appreciate it. Bill Geary with the Erie County Department of Public Works.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.